Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of How We Roll Podcast. We're an RPG-based podcast, and we focus on Call of Cthulhu, some Dungeons & Dragons, and occasionally one-off campaigns. If you're interested in contacting us and want to know where you can find our podcasts, you can visit howwerollpodcast.com, which offers links to Twitter, Facebook, iTunes, SoundCloud, Reddit, and Twitch.
What?
If you enjoy what we do and want to support us, you can donate to us on Patreon. And with that said, let's get on with the show.
Yes, please, please just get on with the show. Yes.
Okay, welcome back to How We Roll Podcast. My name is Joe, and I am DMing the final episode of this chapter of Curse of Strahd. It has all gone very, very well for everybody, and I'm sure it's going to end really happily. So I'm joined by five fantastic players. We'll do some quick introductions, we'll do a very, very quick recap, and then we're going to jump straight into initiative. So, Owen, who are you playing?
I'm playing Saf Torngage, the halfling rogue, level 6, all-around good guy.
Dave.
Has Dave gone for a comfort break?
Yes, he has.
He's run away.
Hi, I'm Dave. I'm a Yankee Doodle.
I like vaping and guns, and I know about armor.
Can we please have someone like Niall do this exactly what he did and just let Dave do his own intro, but we'll just let, when we edit the deal, please let Niall do it.
Okay, and Dave.
Hi, my name is Dave, and I like smoking, and I like guns. I know a lot about armor, and I play a barbarian dwarf. He's actually not a barbarian.
Now you've got to pronounce it.
My name is Yorick. And I don't know how to say my last name. I have a pig, but I don't know where it is either.
We're professionals, folks.
Dave? Is that you?
It's only bullying if they're not
Doesn't
your
count as bullying if he's not here. I'm a terrible person.
That's what I tell all the kids in my class.
You are the best one.
Yeah, Joe walks in and he's like, where's that idiot Brian today?
And that is why I'm not a teacher. No, it's not at all. So, Niall, who are you playing? I think I'm going to leave all that in.
Hi, I'm Niall. You may not have heard my voice yet in this podcast, but I am playing Vorin Alar, a zombie high elf wizard who just summoned a gigantic bird so we could escape, but then we decided we're going to fight everything instead.
Those goddamn birds.
And Lisa, who are you playing today?
I am Lisa Lee. I am playing Viesa Ralinthos, a wood elf, druid cleric, who is really, really, really happy that he just summoned a giant raven.
And Aaron.
Hi, guys. My name's Aaron. I'm still playing Sulfara, I guess, although you haven't seen him in, like, 14 episodes or something.
Saf knows exactly where Sulfarax's body is.
Yep. He just told you.
Well, this is good because I
He just whispered it to you.
Well taken care of.
He's underwater and he's not going anywhere because there is like a 40-pound
rock
on
true.
His chest.
What?
Yeah, he got thrown out into the cesspit in the river beside
We didn't want to lose you.
The essentially open sewer. But like we put you upstream of it, so like only marginal contamination.
Oh, got there.
I bet.
Okay.
He'll get a good
well, at
rinse.
Least I know where I am.
He'll get a good rinse.
I just need to get back to my body. That is still my number one driving directive in this game. Apart from, obviously, keep all my friends alive as well, because that's sure. The kind of guy I am.
I'm sure your body's
Don't lie, that's your
fine. I'm sure it's absolutely fine. It will definitely be around next season.
When you're not lollygagging
you're
in a
You're
going
to be so wrinkly.
Yeah,
so
you're
going to
be pruned
so
and
wrinkly.
Stuff like that.
And you're already a lizard, so like you're wrinkly and wrinkled.
I mean, you don't want me keep coming in and taking over your main characters and breaking all your properties. Give me my body back.
That is the best passive aggressive threat I've ever heard.
God.
Try me, Joe. I'll fuck your story.
And last but by no means least, we have Dave. Welcome back, Dave.
You've already done, Dave.
Hey, I'm Dave, and I am playing Eric the Paladin, skeletonized dwarf with a personality split problem.
Not,
something.
Not barbarian, that's right.
Something's not right in Denmark.
Not barbarian.
Yeah, no, definitely not barbarian.
So on last week's episode, Voron woke up in the cellar of the Blue Water Inn where he met Erwin Martikov and the Keepers of the Feather. They they had captured the posh vampire woman who tried to kidnap Irina, who had been knocked unconscious along with lots of other people in the explosion caused by Grayson trying to put two gems together. You never cross gems.
Hey, I get his references. Nobody else does, but I get them.
So they went to the square where the burgomaster had a plan. He was going to hang all of the our heroes, and then he was going to set fire to the dragon. Unfortunately, he did not count on Sulfurex possessing him, freeing all of his companions. Luckily, I had the hag nearby and was able to set fire to the dragon, which has now come to life. Its breath weapon seems to paralyze, and it glows with an eerie silver light. And I think we're going to start today's episode with rolling initiative. So, on to you folks.
And where are we all? Are we all?
We're all on
stage. All on pretty much on that stage, right? And the dragon is here. So, okay, good.
Exactly
okay, good.
Right.
Okay, good.
When I fight, I'm assuming that my entire army is fighting on my behalf.
You're the worst person ever, Aaron. I love you, but you're the worst person ever.
There you go. Have it. There's a dragon.
It's
an impressive drawing, Joe.
I'm pretty good, yeah.
I'm pretty sure silver are like the neutral good dragons and really
you
friendly,
did
right?
Not just draw that by hand.
No. Yeah, I did. You just saw me.
Yeah, I did.
We should explain to people who are only listening to us on audio podcast, we play on Roll20 and you can import tokens or draw maps and stuff, and Joe's maps are now all penis.
No, they're
I mean,
not.
Compared to your penis towers and...
Okay, not all penises. There's
hey,
been one
I can draw a penis if
penis
you want to see a penis.
Don't
hey.
Draw a penis. We don't want to see a penis. I mean, if you want to see a penis, just get me to cast Magic Missile. We know that.
Yes. So, anyway, let me get a bit of paper. Not because
I want to see
it. That's how it sounded. That's another
thing. I'm going to write down your initiative. And I really feel that it's about time that we've been playing Dungeons & Dragons for a while. We've done some dungeons, but we haven't done any dragons, so it's time.
That's true.
I was okay never ever seeing a dragon appear. I mean...
Okay, so anyway, the dragon gets a... What is going on with my rolls tonight? Seriously.
Dragon
I think I rolled above 10.
It's a solid tree. It's a strong tree.
A strong tree.
Dragon gets a 3 yeah. Anyway. Okay, so Silverx?
17.
Nice. Okay. Viesa?
10.
Okay, who's next? Saf?
13.
And Vorin?
17.
Nice. And Ulrich. Eric.
11.
Eric.
Okay, Irina gets a 15. And Izek gets...
And just to clarify, Joe.
Hi.
I'm guessing that when I attack, I'm making my entire army attack.
When you attack, you're attacking as a rather thin and wheedly middle-aged man.
But who commands a powerful army?
Sure.
That's never a convincing sure.
A town guard that's led by one giant fuck-off dude, yes.
As someone who's been going out with someone for a long time, when someone goes, yeah, sure, honey, that's fine. Aaron, you're not getting what you want.
It's not fine.
So nice.
It's definitely not fine as well, yeah, exactly.
So, the dragon lets out an almighty roar and another spray of silver smoke takes out half of the populace of the population of the this town square as they drop to the ground paralyzed.
Well, that's also the town,
and
it?
I believe Sulfurex, you are starting us off, or should I say Burgomaster Vargas Vlakovic.
God seize that creature.
Okay, they kind of look down at their kind of rifles and look at you and go, seize it? Like, they kind of, like, go forward really, like, slowly. And a few of them do actually try and seize it and immediately kind of get into the smoke and just drop down paralyzed. And then they look to you again for guidance.
I think you mean shoot?
Well, of course, kill the creature. Do I have to spill everything out to you? Imbeciles! Shoot it!
And the entire guard.
Oh!
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, 20 of them fire in his direction, but only 5 of them hit. But they do some solid damage against it. The kind of bullets ricochet off its wicker bones and do some damage. Wow, so 24 points of damage.
Was it like the Wicker Man? Is it hollow?
Yes. It is, and burning with a strange pink fire.
Can I also pick up a rifle and try firing at it?
You'd have to get down into the crowd.
Oh, no, fuck that. Yeah, that's all with all the communists.
Yeah. I love how you're a ghost. You can survive. This body dies. You're like, fuck it, I'm now a nobleman. I'm burning everyone in this fucking room.
But at the end of your round, Aaron, I do need you to make a charisma save against him. And he gets a 16. You are booted out of the body, and the man goes, "What are you doing? Why? What? Hang them! Destroy them!" And the guard's now looking really confused, and Izek kind of is kneeling down, looks up from his confusion and goes, "You don't need to tell me twice." And he looks directly at you, Saf.
Why is it always fucking Saf?
Saf's a shithead.
Is it because I'm tiny? Hey, if shithead is a fucking barrier of entry, there's at least three of us who make that grade.
Sure. I mean, he's probably pretty guilty. Annoyed with Eric as well.
Yeah, exactly. Go on, sorry. So he looks at me. Has he making an attack?
Or it's Voron's round.
So what do we have going on? To my right, I have all my party and stuff going on. To my left...
Yeah.
When in doubt, Greece.
To my left, there's Greece. A dragon and a hag flying around the place.
There's no set. You don't see that.
Oh, she's disappeared. Okay, yeah. Good.
Are you and there's also sure a big bird, she's disappeared because of the moonbeam?
She's.
Ooh.
Oh, actually, no. She hasn't disappeared. She's going to be over here by the cart, laughing and giggling and glee.
By what?
Sorry, I'd forgotten that she got hit by the moonbeam. So she's still like floating in the air.
How high up is she?
Never mind. Probably like, I don't know. 5 foot.
You're
in the...
a wizard. Does it make a difference?
Yeah. Harry.
Hey! That was terrible. That was so bad. That was so, so bad.
It was also delivered too late, too.
It was like four beats way too late. I didn't even.
So she's like floating 7 foot of the seven foot off the ground at the back of the square, laughing maniacally at the destruction caused by her creation.
Okay, shit. I am going to... Well, the only thing I can think of is to cast Fireball, but, like, have it detonate within the ribs of the dragon inside of it, so that maybe it will, okay. Like, kind of tear it apart a bit.
Nice.
So, yes, that's the full damage.
On great form, I rolled 7 to aid its deck save, so it doesn't even seem to move as the little bead of light flies towards
it. Eric looks over. Poke a hole!
Poke. Yeah, so I'm, first of all, Wicker's flammable. He's already on fire, isn't he?
He is, yeah.
Alright, so I just 20 set.
Wouldn't he burn out in a matter of seconds if he's Wicker?
Well, you'd think, but the fire itself seems to be animating it rather than burning it.
Oh shit, maybe I should have blown it up. Can I also, like, tell, because I...
Before you do, so how much damage did your fire
27 damage.
So 27 damage. So the explosion sort of finds a tunnel, the fireball finds a hole in the wicker and it disappears inside, and for a second there's nothing, and there's an immense explosion and sort of gouts of flame burst out in every direction, like through its eyes, through its ribcage, out the back, and then when it dies down, it's still steaming and it seems damaged, but still more than able to wreak a bloody revenge on the town.
Can I, because I summoned the bird, can I make it attack it?
How would you do that?
By flying at it and scratching at it, or like gouging at it with its talons.
No, but how do you want to try and make it attack it?
By fucking pointing at the dragon and saying, "Attack it! Kill it!"
So the raven kind of is kind of stood there with its its wings down, and it kind of just looks over at the dragon and then looks back at you but doesn't do anything.
The look of, do I look fucking stupid?
Shit.
Irina is gonna draw out her guns. She's not sure who to fire them at, but in the end she takes two shots at the dragon for a 25 and a 27.
I think they're both hits.
I think think there might be as well.
I mean, it's a big enough target. You should be getting a bonus to hit.
Okay, so she does 11 damage with her shots. Okay, and next round is... And then she dives off the platform and takes cover amongst some barrels nearby. Dave.
How high up is the dragon?
So the dragon's currently still on the ground.
Currently still on the ground. How far away from me?
Probably about 20 feet.
Next, well, it worked before. And I cast Misty Step through the hole into its chest cavity.
Oh, Jesus.
No, damn it.
Okay, so you find that the so even from here you can see that inside the chest cavity it's like burning with fire. So if you do that, you're going to be like
on fire.
Literally going into it.
Literally Wicker Man.
Yeah.
In that case, I cast Misty Step onto its back.
Nice. Okay. And Misty Step's just a bonus action, isn't it? Or is it a reaction?
It
so
is
you still
a bonus
have your attacks.
Action. And then I having my falchion out, nice chopping tool, I start hacking at its wings.
Nice. Okay. So give me your first attack.
Oh, crit.
Oh, I critted, motherfucker. Wait, how do crits work again? Max damage?
Max damage. No, double damage.
Double
so
two roll for damage twice.
Is he still flying around in the air?
No, it's currently not taking off.
So, before my Divine Smite, I do 27 damage. And then I do an additional Divine Smite for 8.
Wow, okay, so...
Going for the wings.
Ka-ka, motherfucker!
Sorry, that deserved more credit. That was amazing.
your falchion, carved straight through the wing, sending wicker in all directions, but the animate flames, similar to the negative energy that powers your form, it doesn't seem to take away any of its maneuverability or its ability to fly. Give me your second attack.
I rolled a 12.
A 12. Your falchion just crashes into the wicker and doesn't seem to do any damage to it. Fiesa.
All right. I am going to...
Sorry, I've missed Saf off. Saf, you were 13.
Saf, get up.
Yes, I was going to save. I wasn't sure. I was just looking for it.
No. I've just got a lot of numbers here. So, Saf, you should have been before Dave.
Okay, so...
Sorry, Lisa.
That's right, go.
So, I've seen all that's happening. I've seen the dragon puff into life, fighting back and forth with my allies, and then we've tried to catch the hag at the same time. With some damage, so I'm going to basically. Last time I spoke, I was behind the burgomaster, kind of going, "Your body is in the river."
Yeah.
Kind of hidden away after having tried to pickpocket the captain of the guard. So I'm kind of in the back of the stage, and I'm going to turn to Morgantha, who I've seen do all this stuff, and go. Kind of to myself, "Oh no, you don't!" And take off,
Morgantha's 200 feet away, on literally the other side of the square.
She's 200 feet away. Well, in that case, I am going to move 60 feet in the move action and then take my cunning action to move another approximately 25 to 30 feet to get within 125 feet of her. 120 feet of her. And say, "Oh, no, you don't." And lift off my cap in kind of a weird, mock, courteous, chivalry kind of m'lady.
Yeah, sure, the inside of your cap.
And... that felt dirty in a not fun way. So, as I said, in a chivalrous, not creepy, rapey way, m'lady, and cast chilling touch on her with my magic item cap. I don't know what the name. What's the name of my cap, actually? Dave. Can we call it Dave?
Dave.
Daves don't seem like arseholes.
Okay. Okay.
Why are you laughing, Dave? I'm backing you up here. Why are you laughing? No, but okay, a tip of my, in my head, it's like a Peter Pan, I don't know what that hat's called, you know, that kind of narrow, pointy hat?
Like a Robin Hood hat cap.
Yeah, a Robin Hood, Peter Pan,
I know what you
takeaway chipper, paper hat kind of shape.
I feel we're focusing on maybe the thing that's not the most important thing about what's happening right now, the name of the hat, but that's...
No, okay. Not the name of the hat, the shape of the hat. Sorry, anyway, look, Oh, no, you don't. I'm kind of like, I'm a lady, and I'm going to cast Chilling Touch on her, which means I create a ghostly hand at a range of 120 feet, and it does 1d20 necrotic damage. They can't regain any hit points until the start of my next turn, and the hand remains holding them until the start of my next turn.
How many damage?
Can't be 1d20.
1d8.
1d20.
I thought you said 1d20. I was like, fuck.
I have been drinking. The DC is 14, and my 1d8 I rolled 3. Fuck me. The main reason for this is I don't want her to fucking disappear, and if she does disappear, there's a fucking hand holding her until my next turn.
She fails.
She rolled a 10. I deal 3 necrotic damage, and the hand remains holding her, and she can't heal until my next turn.
Ooh, okay. So she just looks at you disdainfully as Viesa takes her turn.
And as I put the hat, I got like, you know, flick the wrist, put the hat back on my head, and like just kind of almost like bow, kind of just, you know, over the top, arsehole-y bow.
Because you're an over the top.
She looks really arsehole. She looks really angry for a minute, as if she's gonna like fight back, and then realizes that you're one of the people that kicked her ass on the road like earlier on yesterday. And so looks quite scared.
Wink, and blow a kiss, and done.
Okay. Viesa.
Saucy. I am going to...
The inside of my cap, really?
I'm going to move my moonbeam. I'm going to ping-pong it over to the dragon. And that's a con save 15.
To the dragon?
Uh-huh. The dragon's right on his head, right in his face.
Okay,
and then so I'm going to ping it back onto her.
Fails.
All right, that's 2d10. 13 damage to the dragon, and then I'm going to bring it right back over to the hag.
Wow, okay. And does the hag need to make a save?
I don't know. When she starts her turn.
Okay, do you want to move? Currently, you're kind of on the stage. You're kind of quite in, sort of in everyone's view right now.
I'd like to get behind the raven.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. As cover.
Sorry to interrupt the show, but our partners at Idle Champions of the Forgotten Realms really want to give you some loot. All you need to do is log into the game, find the shop, and enter this code. OHEDNISI. AGERDOUP. That's OHEDNISIAGERDOUP. This code will only be valid until the 12th of May, so you log in ASAP. Now, back to the show. So, Izek is going to look around and try and find Saf. He's going to make a perception roll. 14 plus, I don't think it's 2, so 16. Saf, you're pretty well hidden. You can give me a stealth roll if you want.
I forgot my bonus action.
Oh, go on then.
My bonus action, I'm going to summon my spirit totem that is a hawk.
Ooh, okay. And that means that everyone else gets better perception, doesn't it?
Perception checks while in the aura, and when a creature makes an attack against the target in the spirit's aura, I can use my reaction to grant advantage to that attack roll.
Nice. Okay, so the Izek is going to charge towards you, Saf, in your direction, but you've moved like 80 feet, am I right? Owen?
Pewix said BRB comfort.
Owen steps.
Oh,
yeah.
Right, okay.
Steps.
So he's not going to get to Owen in time. That's going to be at least 80 feet away. So he's like charging through the crowd trying to get to Saf. It is the dragon's go.
Is Izek the captain of the guards?
He is, yeah.
Okay, so he's now gone charging off somewhere.
Yeah, through the
Damn
crowd
it.
To get Saf.
Damn it.
The dragon is first of all going to take off. It's going to fly 60 feet into the air, and then it's going to try and be getting you, Dave, off its back. So it's going to start ripping at you with its long neck. So it's got a bite attack. So first of all, it gets... d20, so 8 plus 10, so 18 to hit.
Nope.
And then it's going to try and
my shield.
Claw at you, so it's got a claw attack. So plus 10 to hit, so it's 25 to hit.
Shit, yep.
So 2d6. Does 11 damage.
It's just a scratch. Don't think
it's a scratch.
And let's see if it recharges its breath weapon. It does. So, the breath weapon is a cone. It is 30 foot long, so it's actually not in range, so it's going to save that for next round. So, we are top of the round.
That is...
Sylvarax.
Okay, well, my ghostly form instantly charges after Izek, and I'm going
to...
Of
course, because you've been kicked out of the mare, haven't you?
Yeah, so I'm going to... I'm going to possess him and get him to attack the dragon.
Fantastic. The dragon is now 60 foot above you.
60 foot in the air.
Okay, Izek gets 12 as you kind of jump into him.
I've got a 17.
17, so you have possessed Izek.
Fuck's sake.
Wow.
On his back is a mighty axe. He's about 7 foot tall. He is ridiculously strong. He has a demon arm which can fling fire.
Okay, how high can he jump?
Not 60 feet.
Okay.
About 4.5 foot.
Yeah.
Well, you just see... Eric just riding this thing with his falchion and his shield strapped to his arm. He's like, don't worry, it will be fine.
So you could maybe climb a building, and then when it comes down you could try and get onto it. You can tell that it's coming down to fly to use its breath weapon.
I will... how do I do this? I will fire the fireball from my demon arm to try and get to get his attention, see if he will come and fight me.
Okay, roll to attack.
What should I roll for a fireball out the hand?
It's +8.
D20 +8. Let's have a look. I've got a.
And it does 3d8 damage.
Well, that's not good. He rolled a 15.
Total. 15 is not a hit. Or it does crash into it, but it's somehow absorbed by its kind of magical presence. It's your go, Voron.
Okay, I am going to... Hold on, what's the distance on the fly spell? I should have checked this before I set up my goal.
60 feet, I think, isn't it?
Range is touch. Fuck. Okay,
I was lying, just hoping I could get a fly on me.
No, you weren't getting a fly. It was going to be Dave in case he falls. But I have a magic broom, so it doesn't really matter, I guess.
I also have feather fall, I think.
Okay, I'm going to...
never mind.
I'm going to follow up on the dragon, and I'm going to cast what will be my last third level spell for the day, and I'm going to cast Fireball again on it. Actually, no.
Nice.
Yes, I'm going to cast Fireball again on the dragon, going for the same effect as before, maybe trying to hit it in the head so that like, it gets disorientated. And I'm also going to be like prepared. I'm going to hold my move action until the dragon starts flying towards me, and I'm going to fly away because I don't want to be caught in that breath weapon.
Nice. Okay, so give us so it gets to make a save, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's shit, I think it says it up here. When I'll just cast it again.
I imagine it's just dex.
I think it is just dex.
3. My rolls tonight have been terrible.
Amazing.
Okay, give me 86 awesome. Damage versus the dragon.
And roll. That is a 23 damage.
Okay, nice. So the explosion goes off, somehow moulding itself around Eric, who's astride the dragon, smashing his falchion into
this would
it.
This looks so fucking cool.
Fan art. Send in fan art.
Irina takes her 2 shots. Wow, so Irina's first shot, she gets 27, her second is 12, so 1 shot hits. She is going to action surge, so she can take 2 more shots. One of them hits, so she gets 2 hits overall. Another 10 points of damage to it. It is looking wounded, folks. So Irina's done it. I believe we are now to Saf.
So, everyone's focused on the dragon at this moment. Yes. Morgantha, I put my stupid freezy head on, and she is now doing what?
She's looking really, like, half of her is like cackling in glee that half the townsfolk have been paralyzed. She's kind of worried that you're heading towards her, so she's like floating in the other direction around the square.
Okay, I gotta run through and go, why have you done this? Why is this town done to you? Why release this dragon? What is the whole point of this?
How far are you moving? You're gonna try and really get close to her. Like, she's someone who's like,
she's about, what, she's 30 feet in the air, is it?
No, she's about 7 foot in the air. It's like she's trying to watch a really, like, her favourite TV show, and a toddler keeps on getting in front of the screen, so she's just tried to float away from you. Like, she's not bothered about this.
I am like well without, like, okay, she's a magic caster, fair enough, but like I am out of range of what I would consider like a reasonably safe difference, like 40 feet, like, you know, that kind of way. Not massively far away from her, but like enough that I could shout at her and she'd hear me, kind of thing.
Okay, so what are you shouting?
Just like, what is the point of this? What is the end game here? Why are you doing this?
She kind of looks down at you and then points. That man, he killed me. He destroyed everything I loved. And now I will take out my revenge on the town. And she begins to kind of cackle with glee.
Why not just kill him? Why take this all out in the town? It doesn't make any sense. Notches arrow in bow. To see what she says.
You wouldn't understand, you horrible little thing!
You're probably right. I'm going to fire my arrow at her.
Okay, give me an attack roll.
And she is... I have no advantage. It's a straight d20, isn't it? 20
plus your bow attack
modifier.
6.
Yeah. Yeah, d20 plus 6. I'm not thinking that here, which isn't great. I roll a 9.
So the arrow just like clangs into her and bounces off her iron hard skin.
Can I do something slightly different, Des?
Yep.
Boom! Over her shoulder and like, yeah, so good talk. Bye. Cunning action, and I'm going to move like 60 feet down the direction.
Probably a good idea.
You know, that sound of like when you hit a golf ball or something and it flies through the air. I sound very passionate to say that, don't I? When you throw a stone.
Okay, Dave, astride the dragon.
I am going to mark this creature with a vow of enmity, which is a bonus action, and I can utter blah blah blah. I gain advantage on attack rolls on the creature for 1 minute, or until it's dead. Followed up by just continued hacking and slashing as I sort of bucking bronco ride this crazy thing while trying to kill
it.
Six.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus, y'all.
My first shot is another crit!
Yes!
4, 11, and... 10. Just 10 21 points of regular damage. I am going to use the radiant damage of my final level 2 slot. Oh, for fuck's sakes. 2 ones and a 6. For 8 radiant damage. So 29 damage total on my first attack.
Well, that will do it. You've done 170 damage to it. So, as it gathers silver fire, ready to coat the town in burning death, your falchion cracks through its spine, and the entire dragon begins to collapse from the inside. Within the burning fire that gave its life is completely extinguished, and it drops the ground, and you find yourself, Eric, plummeting 60 feet down too.
I held my move action. I sweep by and catch him on my broom.
Nice.
And as it happens, guys, we're going over that way, and I'm running in the other direction.
Looks up at Voron. You are my hero.
Like, I catch him, but like the weight of the armor just sends me spiraling to the ground.
We're not done yet.
Baby. Throw me at the witch.
The town guard look incredibly fearful and confused. The baron stands huddled on the stage, unsure what to do. There's no sign of Morgantha with her dragon destroyed and her revenge thwarted. She has fled once again into the ethereal realm, and you're just about to congratulate yourselves when suddenly you hear a slow clapping.
Oh shit!
Striding out of the mists is
please don't be
the character Vasili. and he his mask begins to melt away.
Who?
The man that was in the church with you, that lent Sorvarax his sword.
Oh, this arsehole.
Begins to melt away, revealing the face of Strahd von Zarovich.
I move my moonbeam right on top of him!
I'm going to have a word with this priest, a good guy, good guy.
And he claps and he says, "Wake up!" And one by one, the townsfolk begin to open their eyes despite the dragon's paralysis. "Applaud our heroes!" And the whole town begins to applaud you nervously and fearfully. Vargas Valakvic, she's kind of standing on the gallows stage, trembling. And from the mist behind him, you see Rahedin is following, leading a nightmare horse, a black stallion with burning red eyes. And Strahd goes, "I said applause!" And the whole square is filled with a thunderous applause for you. "Here are heroes, working for I, your tyrant and master, Strahd von Zarovich, in my employ." Can I ask, I think probably the only person that would really be able to see this is Viesa. Viesa, can you make me a perception roll?
21.
So, Viesa, you see Irina disappearing towards the Burgomaster's mansion out of the square.
"I wish to implore you again, my heroes. This town has been set upon by a dreadful creature. One that has tortured us for far too long. The Hag Morgantha is heading now to the ruins of Beres. I wish you or any heroes to head there will earn a mighty reward. And as for you," and he points to the mayor, "we must have words."
"It's..." "But..." And the Burgomaster's shriveling.
"I have had Rahedin go through the books. Not only have you been wasting money on your frivolous festivals, but you have allowed such a thing to happen."
And the mayor's like, but it's been a difficult year, my lord. The harvests have been lean, there's been a lot of sickness." And a few of the crowd are nodding, but are kind of terrified.
"And yet you wear a very excellent chain around your neck."
It's part of my office, my lord. It's the property of the village."
"And enough fine wool on the back, on your back, to clothe the whole family? Those buttons," and he's like, "approach the stand now. A pure silver, are they not?
An inheritance from a wealthy but sadly deceased relative.
Which one of these humble hovels,"
and he like points at the town, "is your home?" And the Burgomaster like points towards the grandest building, the huge mansion just at the end of the road. "But the public nature of my office requires I maintain a certain standard of living, making..." And Rahedin stands forth and says, "I have been going through your books, the ones you've sent us. There seems to be rather a lot of taxes missing." And the Burgomaster is kind of sweating freely now. "But... these have been terrible times. Maybe I'm not as good as with the calculations as my father, but I'll do better, my lord. I'll do better. I have accounted for the drop in the harvest. It's still too much." And the Burgomaster kind of falls to his knees. While this is going on, what are you all doing?
I'm being dragged wherever Voron's flying me. He's kind of hanging off the back of his broom.
I'm still hiding behind the raven, like, ready to move that moonbeam.
I kind of want to... And okay, I'm going to... Just for a meta second. I was basically following Voron and Grayson into the bone. So I'm assuming I kind of ran into the room as Grayson sacrificed himself, more or less, right?
Yeah.
At this point, it's like, all this is happening. And he's talking about employing us, and he starts picking on the Burgomaster. I'm, like, seething red rage of, like, this is the guy who has caused my body to sacrifice himself because his weird vampire minions chased us. So I'm going to be, like, walking up to Strahd.
So currently you're probably about 60 foot away the other side, or kind of moving towards him through the crowds?
As they carry on, I'm walking towards him, but, like, it's a slow, like, angry genuinely, like, a rage that's uncontrollable, walk towards him and kind of expecting to land there as this interaction ends, more than anything, you know? And he turns to see how our reaction is to employment, I guess.
So Strahd turns to him and goes, "Clothes off!" And the Burgomaster kind of blinks, confused. And he goes, yes, of course, my lord. And he kind of takes off his gold chain of office and hands it to Rahadin, and then his brightly dyed cloak and his waistcoat with the silver buttons. And the clothes are heaped one by one on the table on the gallows platform until he's down to his last garment. And the man shivers as the freezing cold air hits the sweat of his pale body. He looks completely ridiculous, but he's pathetically grateful. On your belly. And the Burgomaster winces and spreads himself flat. Izek! And the Strahd motions to you, Aaron, in the body of Izek.
I use this time to just walk up to him and listen to hear what he has to say next.
I've heard you're very skilled with that axe. Show me.
And he points down to the Burgomaster, and the Burgomaster looks up and goes, "No!"
I bring out the axe to the side with its head resting on the floor, and then bring it up in my mighty arms and hold it back in a large backswing behind my head, and I bring it down, and I bring it down onto Strahd.
Oh. Okay, give me an attack roll.
Oh my.
I don't have time for this, Aaron. I have to go to work.
I was going to say, I think that's episode. I think that's chapter.
Yeah, that has
that's
to be.
That's a great end.
Yeah,
okay, let's call that not just the end of the episode. Let's call that the end of this season. So that is the end of How We Roll Podcast, Curse of Strahd Season 2. Thank you all for playing, and thank you very much at home for listening. I've been Joe. You can find me at HWR Podcast on Twitter. Owen, where can people find you?
At How We Roll Eugene. Eugene is spelled Eoghan.
Niall, I know you need to run, but can anyone find you?
You can find me on Discord. Other than that, I'm not really around on social medias, so yep.
Fantastic. Lisa?
Lisa Lee, you can find me on Twitter at Lisa Bell, and you can find me on the Discord, the How We Roll Discord. Come chat.
Fantastic. Dave?
Sasswielder.
Hi, I'm Sasswielder. Dave. You can't find me because I hide away from the world. I love you, though.
He's a wizard
and
in a tower.
Last, but by no means least, Aaron.
Hi, my name is Aaron. You can go ahead and find me on Twitter at GruntyBabyUK, and also here on Discord. Just follow the links on the How We Were Old podcast website.
Fantastic. And again, thank you so much for listening. We will be back with Season 3 of Curse of Strahd in hopefully a few weeks. We're hoping to play a bit of Call of Cthulhu. And obviously, as you may or may not know, I'm starting a new job, so editing may have to take a little bit of a backseat for a little while. But we will certainly be back with Season 3 really, really soon, and it's going to be a really good one, I think. Thank you again, everyone, for listening, and thank you all for playing. We will see you soon.
Can't wait until next week to enjoy our upcoming Call of Cthulhu release, then you can find the next two releases on our Patreon right now. The whole podcast is written and produced by one person in their free time, so any support you can spare will really help us keep going and keep releasing every week. This week we want to thank all of our patrons and welcome our newest supporters, Blackspire Studios and Day Luna. Thank you so much. Before we go, we want to say a huge thank you as always to BattleBards for use of their sound effects and music. You should definitely check them out. Thank you so much again for listening, and see you next week.